thank you for spending a bit of time with Roxanne again.
Absolutely, my pleasure. My pleasure, mate.
And you've just finished on stage with the Outlaws set at SOS Fest, and it was marvellous.
Thank you very much, thank you. Yeah, we enjoyed it, actually. I mean, it's been, we've had a bit of a break. I mean, obviously, the last time I saw you, we were on tour with Jizzy Pearl. We've had 6 weeks, probably about a 6, maybe even 7 week break, where we've done nothing, really. And, well, say nothing, obviously, we've been rehearsing.
Yeah.
We've done, like, a little bit of writing as well, but we knew, I mean, we purposely gave ourselves a bit of a gap while the World Cup was on.
Quite a few people said
that. Yeah, yeah, we gave ourselves that bit of a gap. We would have liked... In an ideal world, we would have liked maybe like a bit of a warm-up gig before this, because this was, you know, we knew this would be a great gig, and but we've just come into it, as I say, with sort of 6 weeks off, and yeah, it went great. We couldn't be happier with it, really. For saying we've not done a gig for sort of 6 weeks, I think it was pretty great.
Certainly, to me, it came across that you were all enjoying yourselves. Are we? Looked like you were having the blast.
So yeah, that's always the thing, and. I always find that I'm pleased that people pick up on that. It always sort of like tickles me a little bit that people pick up on the fact that it's obvious that we're enjoying ourselves, because that's always been a big thing for me, because it's not fake and it's not put on and it's not a show for people. It's like we genuinely enjoy what we do, and me in particular, when I'm dancing around on stage like that and I've got a big smile on my face, it's because I'm loving every second of it, and that's what I want to do. And see the crowd response and everything else. I feel at home up there, you know.
I think it's because I'm old school.
Yeah.
Or old, that's something.
Well, yeah.
But I was saying to someone just a few minutes ago, if I've never heard a band before, and I come to something like this, and they're clearly enjoying what they're doing, and and even if it's a genre you don't really normally listen to, something I've read the PR on my thing, and you see that there is, for me, that's it, because it's about show business.
it is show business, and it's, but like I say, it's not a contrived thing.
No.
It's not as though, you know, we have a discussion before we go on stage. You've got to move here, you move there.
No.
At point A, I'll spin around and I'll do this.
I think that's important as well, because I've seen bands where it's quite clearly every step's choreographed.
Oh yeah, it's almost cringeworthy when you kind of, in particular with a certain style of music, I find, because you can see. Like you say, when there's that sort of choreography there and people are doing certain things, it just feels not genuine. And I think that sort of like shines through with us, that you can, like you've said, you can tell that we enjoy what we do, and people feed back off of that. That tends to be my experience anyway. People feedback off that, and that's what I love, because I want that connection with people. I want people to be enjoying it just as much as I am.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing, because I know why I picked up a guitar and why I got into music, and it obviously it was music.
Yeah,
but actually, it was watching a band showing off, and having a good time, and just being what you want a rock band to be, you know. It was that, and I went, I want to do that.
Yeah, and it was, again, it was, I mean, I started singing because I loved it. I started just singing in my bedroom, like most people do.
Yeah.
You're just sort of singing along to stuff in your bedroom. And then it comes to the point where I was at high school, and it was actually the first time I ever really sort of started to get a little bit of feedback, and it might be something that I could actually do, is when I was 14, and I chose GCSE music. Just to doss around. I'll be honest with that, like, and I've said this to people, when I was 14 years old, you got to choose sort of one of your extra subjects, and I chose music to doss around, because it was a doss around in high school. So when I went to college, it's like I'll get away with doing nothing. I won't have to do anything, I won't have to do any work. And the first day we were there, the teacher, she's the best teacher I ever had. By a million miles, she knew exactly why I was there. She knew why I was there to doss about. And it came. The first day we were there, she said, "Right, go around the circle, announce who you are, tell me what it is you're here, you know, what you think you can do." And I was like, "I'm Phil. I sing." Never really. I've sang along to stuff in my bedroom, but nothing really. And she said, "Right, so in a lunchtime over the next couple of weeks. I want everyone in this class to come in over a lunchtime and show me what you can do. And she pointed to it and she was like, you're coming in first. So I was the first one that she picked. So she weren't daft. She knew I was there to dick around and to do no work. And I was like, okay. So she gave me this book of songs. I said, right, so I'm going to play something on piano. You say you sing. Sing one of these songs. Choose whatever song it is. And if I remember rightly, it was Father and Son by Cat Stevens.
Yeah.
It was the book. It was the only song that I knew out of this. But it was like, it was all, you know, I mean, this book
really
song
random
shed,
stuff.
Oh, it was all random stuff, and it was all like pop music, you know. It was like, that's the only one that I actually know. And I sang it for her, and from that moment, she had my back every second of my way. Then she's admitted to me since, because I've got to know her outside of school since I left, that the first time we had like a project where we had to sort of get together in music, she purposefully put me together with a good guitarist and a bass player, because she could see, because I was a bit of a little shit. I was an arsehole at school, to be fair. I was a little bugger, you know. And she purposely chose a sort of a guitarist and a bass player with the hope that we would start a band and just sort of like push me on.
Yeah.
And we did, and that was actually my first band. First band we did our first sort of like music project when we were 14, and yeah, that was till I was 18. That was sort of my first band, and it just sort of sparked the fires. And since then, it's all I've ever wanted to do. It's the one thing that it kind of, I don't know, I can't describe the feeling when I'm on stage. And I know a lot of people that are in bands, they understand what I'm saying.
I know what you mean, and I couldn't put it into words either.
And I can't, and I struggle to put it into words, but it is that just sort of feeling of, this is what I want to do, you know?
I think you can't do it. When I'm on a stage,
yeah,
which is never enough.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever. It could never be enough. I could do it every day for the rest of my days.
Yeah.
And I will think about the years where I didn't.
Yeah.
And to me, it doesn't matter whether it's staged like here at SOS Fest.
Yeah.
Or stage
at Rock Hell, wherever it is.
Or stage in a pub. Or when I say a stage, I mean a corner of a pub.
I mean,
it doesn't make any difference. I feel that it's comfortable.
Yeah, I mean,
place to be.
We did that tonight and it was great. I mean, growing up, I used to get more or less the same vibe doing it, like karaoke. Like going to pubs. If I saw a pub, if I walked past the pub and it's karaoke, I'd be the one on my mates, you know, for God's sake. But like, no, come on, we've got to go in here. I've just got to do one song. And I'd get that same sort of vibe. I'd just go up and do a bit of Bon Jovi or something like that. And I'd get that same sort of feeling of, you know, that's what I love. And it always will be.
But it comes across when I speak to you. It came across in Newcastle. I've known Indy, as we said then, I've known Indy for about 6 years.
Yeah.
And Indy always looks like it's having a great time.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's not contrived.
No.
Because you can't actually fake having a good time.
No, and the thing is, if you try to, it just don't look right. And the audience, people ain't daft. People, they'll pick up on it and they understand it. People can tell the difference between a performer loving every second of what they're doing, and almost the crowd is almost inconsequential. To a certain extent, you're just up there doing what you love, and if people are out there watching you love it, that's a bonus. That's kind of the attitude. You can tell the difference between that and people that are up there just to get applause.
Yeah,
and you know, there's a difference.
Which would you rather do? Be on stage or write?
Be on stage. That's where my. But then I love writing, and I do a lot of it. And I have got books and books filled with writing that no one's ever seen. There's stuff that's just for me.
Yeah.
I kind of write stories and poetry and all that kind of that all tends to get turned into songs eventually. But I'm the sort of person who I can just, if I'm bored at night, I turn the telly off and sit with like a notepad and I'll just write what I'm thinking about. And then at some point, I might come back to it and think, oh, I could probably turn that little story into a song. And then work it that way. So I often. It's rare that I'll just sit down and sit and write a song out in that way.
Yeah.
It might be that, like I say, I've written a story about something that's happened to me just to get it out because I find it quite a cathartic experience to do that. And then I can come back to it and think, I can make a song out of that. And then I'll just sort of like swap stuff around.
Swap it around a bit.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of how it works.
It's one of the things I like about interviewing people. I spent years with people saying, you should write, you should, you can write stuff, you should write songs.
I'm
shit. And then last couple of years, I'd see something written down on Facebook and go,
yeah.
I'll write it down. So I've got all loads of little bits now, and I'm kind of going, surely that's not what real people do when they write songs. And then I'm nosy.
No, yes, he's totally right. Yeah, of course we do. Yeah.
And that was super tonight. Super. God, I sound like my dad. that was good. I enjoyed the show at Widges.
Thank you.
A lot.
Thank you.
Because that was the first time I'd seen you guys live.
Yeah, yeah.
Tonight, I really, really.
I thought we would be. Yeah, we really sort of like we were on point tonight. We were on point. The voice felt good. I mean, I think when you saw us with Jizzy as well, we were about. I think it was the fourth down a trot. So the voice starts waning a little bit. I think we. I had that confidence in my voice tonight, and I always perform better when I have that total assuredness in my voice.
I know,
you don't even have to worry about it. Whereas when you're doing like a tour and you're into the fourth gig on the trot, the fifth gig on the trot, you've got that little voice in the back of your head. You got to be careful.
Watch
your voice. There's certain notes that you could have hit 2 days ago that you might not be able to hit today, and you have to, you have to conserve it. So
the bit that got me. The bit that where I went, you guys would really enjoy it. It was the bit where you drop the mic.
Okay, yeah, I do that a lot. I'm the clumsiest bastard in the world, you know.
But the timing was impeccable. It was just done right at the right place and everything. Okay. So it was clumsy.
Yeah.
Well done. It did seem like it was done on purpose.
Yeah, there's very rarely. I mean, we've done well with them. The lads will tell you about this. It's rare that we have a gig where I don't kick one of their leads out the guitar or the pedals. I'm the clumsiest man in the world, and that's just who I am. I can't do nothing about it, really.
That makes for the band, doesn't it?
I mean, it's part of the.
Thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure again, and keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Well.